I'm Senator Dan Zumbach, and I'm a farmer from Northeast Iowa, just south of Manchester, north of Cedar Rapids is the best way. It's our part of God's country. Not quite into the hills where Chad lives, the beautiful Northeast Iowa hills, just below where it's very gently rolling and not the potholes that are up in the northeast part where Lang's from. So I'm really glad that you have those low spots so we don't have to, so thank you for that. First of all, I want to thank all these gentlemen. What an amazing group of folks. Talk about five advocates for agriculture. Here's one thing I will guarantee you about the election on Saturday. These five folks will continue to be advocates for agriculture. One will be the nominee, the other four will find a place to be where they were and where they were and where they may go. But these will be great advocates for Iowa and great Republicans. It's just an honor to sit here with all of you. Evidently, Mike and I did not get the blue coat vote. You know, I think the best way to predict the future is to look at the past. And I never pictured myself in this arena. My passion is to be a farmer. When I was 5 years old, I followed my dad around like a puppy to learn everything that he did. And I attempted to do everything that he did. Sometimes I had success, sometimes I had failures. But he was a great guy. I had real stability at home. I had a mom and a dad, and I had a farm. All things were stable, and I appreciated that. But as time moved on, my dad took ill when I was in high school, and as Ray had mentioned, you know, it was an honor. We didn't look for someone else to take off. You stepped up. 17 years old, I planted my first crop of corn. This year was my 40th crop. I'm really fortunate that my passion, my hard work, and my talents all ended up in the same arena, because that doesn't always happen. I will tell you, I have a great passion for music. I love music. I love to hear it. In fact, when I'm singing in my car all by myself, I'm amazing. Really, really good at singing. But I don't have any talent. Now, God gave that talent to my children, and now I didn't see it coming, but I can listen to my children sing. But He did give it to me in agriculture. That my hard work, my talents, my passion all came together in agriculture. And so I started my young farm in 1979. It was a great year. 1980 was a great year. And then God handed me the rest of the 1980s, and boy, did I get an education in farm finance working my young farm through the rest of the 1980s. But we worked through that because I got married during that time frame. We started having children, and we moved our farm forward carefully and gently with the great support of a banker that understood what we were doing. And then in 1997, we had this nasty thing called a fire, and it burned our livestock facilities down. And I pretended to be that strong person to work through it. I wasn't, but I wanted to let my wife and my children think that I was a strong person. But we got together and had a really great conversation with my wife and my banker and God, and decided to rebuild, because I wasn't going to let that fire change who I am. I was 30-some years old, and I was going to farm. I was going to raise livestock, to raise that corn, feed to my livestock, and do what I was set out to do. And we did. And we worked through that, and things got complicated. But 11 years later, in 2008, when most of Iowa was under a flood, God handed me a tornado, and He wiped them off again. Now, this time, I thank God for this little deal, because we weren't home. But I remember driving in my yard that day, and my children were with me, and we threw that first 2x4 off to the side, and it was pretty quiet. And you talk about a humbling day with teenagers now. If there was ever a way to make teenagers very, very quiet, this was it. I don't suggest it, but this was a quiet day. But again, I threw that first 2x4 off to the side, pretended to be strong, and I had another conversation with my wife and my banker and God. This time I listened to God a little better than I did the first time, and decided maybe it's not my thing to be in the livestock industry. I needed to find something else. So it opened up a door for the Iowa Senate. Now I will tell you, it was not on my bucket list to ever be in politics, to be an advocate in this arena. I wanted to raise corn, I wanted to feed livestock. But sometimes my plan isn't necessarily what God's plan is. So this door for the Senate opened up, and I ran for that. It's a very competitive seat. My opponent was a flaming liberal. Zach, you might have worked with him.
That's right.
And he had all kinds of money. But we beat him because we were the right person for the job. But I learned something that I didn't know, that one of my talents that came out later in life was advocacy. I didn't know it. I knew how to raise hogs, I knew how to feed cattle, I knew how to raise corn, but I didn't know advocacy was part of it. Yeah, I was on the school board, I was on the fair board, and I sat on the church council. Those were local things that I think all good people should do. But my colleagues in the Senate put me to be the first ranking member, now the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. And I found that advocacy was something that I could not only appreciate, but I could do well. And so I've been bringing people together ever since as chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. In fact, recently a delegation from China came to the Capitol during the trade discussions, the trade concerns that were going on, and they came to the Iowa Capitol and wanted to sit down with myself. And I looked around and I thought, boy, there needs to be someone other than me here because I don't feel like I'm the right person. But they wanted to talk to the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee because they knew we could move policy. So the first thing I did is I contacted Senator Ernst in D.C. to make sure that we were on the same page. I didn't know that bringing people together was going to be part of what I did. So Senator Schneider, our president, myself, sat in this room with the Chinese, six of them, two of us, and we came up with something that was quite profound. The obvious was there that, yes, we want to sell our products to China. We all knew that. But the part of the equation that's not told and not shared is that they want to buy our stuff. So we have this willing seller, a willing buyer, and we have a president trying to cut a better deal. That's a pretty good set of checkers on the board. We want to support our president. I've supported our president through all of this. But we want to support our president, get this better deal. We can be patient. We are willing to be patient if we get a better deal. Because we know if we had a better deal cut, where we actually get paid for all our stuff, not just agriculture stuff, but all the other products that we trade with, we know if we're patient that we will get paid what our products are worth. That happened at the Iowa Capitol. You know, one of the things that I've noticed through the years is there's a gap between our rural friends and our urban friends. There's a lack of information, lack of good information. There's quite a bit of misinformation out there. And I want to be that liaison that brings us back together. Water quality is a deal that's important to all of us. But it's not just important to that farmer that's trying to put in a new grass waterway or a repairing strip or cover crops, all the things that we know. But it's important to that business that has a plan for their discharges. It's important for the homeowner that has to have a plan within it. It's all about us being stewards. But we have to bring people together to work on that, with common and accurate information. And I can do that. You know, as I look at the Secretary of Ag position, there's a lot of things that they need to do, but being a liaison, not just here in Iowa, but across the world. I've traveled all four directions from this country, across our border to the north, across our border to the south, across both oceans, advocating for Iowa agriculture. And I did it on my dime, because it was the right thing to do, because I've always had this passion for agriculture. People in other countries respect us. They want what we have to offer. We don't have a full appreciation for what we really have here in Iowa. God gave this fertile soil here in the middle of the Midwest, this land between two rivers called Iowa, for us to be stewards of. And we have to make sure we do that. We have to use the best and the latest technology that's available out there to be a steward of the land, but also to be able to produce to feed the world, because ultimately, again, it's about food security. We want to make sure that the food that we put on our table, the food we get in our grocery store, the food we feed our grandchildren is safe and plentiful and affordable. But unless we supply our agriculture world, and not just the farmers themselves, the processors too, and the shippers, unless we supply an environment where they can do that, we're not going to have secure food. We need a leader to promote that and get that done. I will share again that this isn't where I thought I'd be. I never thought I'd be a public speaker. I'm much more comfortable sitting in a tractor with the radio turned up. But here I am in front of a group of folks in Des Moines. Again, was not on my bucket list, advocating for agriculture. We need a person that has the right personality, the right skills, the right temperament, and the passion. I'm going to back up again. Having the skills and having the passion is important, but you have to make sure you have the talent. It's been a gift from God that I got put here today. I didn't plan it. You didn't plan on being here today until the last 4 days, but you were put here to do this. In Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, it's one Bible verse that's always important to me. And it's one I miss through most of the life. You know, sometimes you sit in church and you're raising your kids, you spend more time trying to keep the kids together, and you miss most of the sermons quite often. I admit that happened through my years. But once in a while, more recently, I actually was able to pay attention and hear it. But in Romans chapter 12, it talks about using the talents that God gave you. If you can preach, preach. If you can work, work. You know, and right on down the line. Well, today I'm asking you to vote for Dan Zumbaugh for Secretary of Agriculture to allow me to utilize my talents, my hard work, and my passion to represent you as Iowa's next Secretary of Agriculture. Thank you and God bless.